Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كم من صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع والظمأ، وكم من قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر والعناء، حبذا نوم الأكياس وإفطارهم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said: There is many a person who fasts, whose fast is nothing but just hunger and thirst, and many an offerer of prayers, whose prayer is no better than wakefulness and hardship. The sleep as well as the eating and drinking of the intelligent, God-knowing person is far better.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the very beautiful things that I think stands out when it comes to his eminence's universal persona, and it's something that, we can inculcate and implement in our own lives. And that His Eminence was very forgiving, and he would overlook the small faults and mistakes of the people around him. His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, of course, was at a very high station
of spirituality. He was the insani kamil, the perfect human being, and he was the Khalifatullah fil ard. He was the God's, Almighty God's representative on the earth. He was the divinely appointed imam. He was the successor of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so with all of these different positions that His Eminence had, and spiritual state, and these official divine positions that His Eminence had, he could very well have pointed out every single mistake in the people around him. So of course, you know, if he is Khalifatullah fil ard, if he is the most perfect human being, he is God's representative upon this earth, you know, he is the topmost human being in his imama and in his era, then of course everybody else is not as perfect as he is. So they have faults, they have problems, they have mistakes, they have errors. Now Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, he would very kindly advise. At certain times he had to be more strict when he, you know, was implementing justice, and at times he had to be very disciplined. He had to be very strict, otherwise people would have gone completely haywire. But on other, you know, occasions, we find that His Eminence was also very forgiving. He also overlooked the faults, especially of the people that were under him, you know, for example, his household, his servants, the people who were around him. You know, it's not like he was picking on every single thing and he was punishing it on every single thing, because he could have punished on literally every single thing that these people did. But, you know, the fact that he was forgiving and that he would overlook at times when it was appropriate to overlook the faults and the flaws and the mistakes and the errors that normal human beings end up making. And so we find that even the Holy Prophet had said to Imam Ali alayhi salam at one point that the most evil of people are those who never forgive and never overlook. So at times one does need to forgive and one does need to overlook, especially if the other person in question are oppressed people, they're downtrodden people. For example, women and children, you know, we have to be a little bit more forgiving and overlook the flaws of women and children. And it's interesting that the Holy Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that even worse than those people who are the most evil of people are the people from whose evil people are not secured from, and no good is expected from them. These are truly even worse than the most evil of people. People whom, when you look at, you know, coming down the street, you become afraid because no good will come from them. Very interesting and thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Imam Ali gives a beautiful sentence. He says, there is so much for me to read here. He says, my son, though the span of my age is not as large as that of some other people who have passed away before me, I look to study their lives. I put myself in their shoes. I went through their activities. I contemplated over their deliberations. I studied their remains, relics and ruins, and I pondered over their lives so deeply that I felt as if I was living it. Meaning I projected forward. He said, my son, project forward. When you look at old people, look at them. One day you will be like them. These are golden advices of a man who was so great an imam, so chosen, so valiant, yet so humble. He says, from the very beginning, I took care to help you to develop a noble character to fit you. Meaning a father is being a good role model to his son. He says, remember, my son, the best of these advices of mine are those which tell you to be aware of Allah, to concentrate and to confine yourself to the performance of these duties. Imam Ali speaks about Salah. He says, realize this truth, my son, that the Lord who owns and holds the treasures of the heaven and earth, notice my every sentence I've spoken so far, not a sentence does he call himself as a focal point. This is why we love Imam Ali. All these accusations that we Shia are worshipping or the lovers of Ahlul Bayt are worshipping, this is all false accusation. He says, realize this truth, my son, that the Lord who owns and holds the treasures of the heaven and earth has given you permission to ask and beg for them, and has promised to grant your prayers. Ad'uni astajib lakum. He has told you to pray for his favors that you may be granted and to ask for his blessings. Imam basically saying to his son, don't go anywhere. Don't ask anybody for anything. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, ask him, he will grant you your heart's desire. And if he doesn't give it to you, understand that it is good for you. And if he gives it to you, understand it is good for you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.